New York is the Big Apple. Virginia is for lovers. And Las Vegas boasts what happens here stays here. Who comes up with these things? From America's number one travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. These slogans and nicknames are worth millions. They strive to describe the essence of a place, though New York City doesn't grow many apples. But that moniker goes back to 1909 when a writer named Edward Sanford Martin wrote, quote, "Kansas is apt to see in New York a greedy city. The Big Apple gets a disproportionate share of the national sap," unquote. Then a sports reporter in the 1920s heard a stable hand in New Orleans refer to New York's racetrack scene as the Big Apple, and so he named his horse racing column Around the Big Apple. In 1969, a Richmond, Virginia ad agency came up with Virginia is for Lovers. And What Happens in Vegas was born in 1903 when the city's tourism office asked an ad agency to think of a clever slogan that would define the city as a place to have a great time without worrying about anything. The rest, as they say, is history. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.